Hi there, and welcome to Conrad's Corner, where you hear poets and poetry. Here's poet Todd Widener.
For Greg, I planted a kiss on your forehead right after you left us, the bed of a snow angel still fresh outside your window. We told ourselves we'd made it to lighten the load for your journey, but looking back on it now, we were just trying to shed the weight of our own uselessness. As we watched the flame dim on a soul that taught me about anarchy and purpose and songwriting and Brainiac and 1,000 other gifts, so many that I couldn't reconcile the fertile mind I'd known with the ashen husk there on the bed in the soft light. Slack-jawed, eyes rolled back like a Renaissance Jesus lowered from the cross. It's still bold-faced vivid in my mind all these years and miles later. You looked so damned exhausted. The apocryphal tale the pastor told at your funeral of you agreeing to be saved filled me with a dull, throbbing, tired anger that tossed the last handful of dirt on the casket of my Midwestern, God-fearing Christian upbringing. It was like a Hertz commercial at the end of a Bach cello suite, a hijacking of a life lived in fiery defiance for cheap applause. There wasn't a single red-eyed, mop-haired urchin in a self-consciously worn suit and tie or a thrifted dress in that room that had any doubt that you had been saved the moment you plugged in your first guitar that first time in a smoke-filled church on First Street. Forever and ever. Amen.